It's 20 to midnight on this 5th of February 2023, Sunday. Eco Lippmeyer, Northern Suburbs of Perth. This is part three of my series. It is a series now. I'm back on ivermectin via horse paste plus extras, and I'm still really under the weather. It hurts to breathe, not every breath, but it's a roar in my bronchial tubes and occasionally my lungs. Today I've essentially forgotten to take some extra things I was going to take. I just thought of it a while ago. I'll take a couple on camera now. And I have a few more things, quite a lot to do before going to bed. So if I'm in bed by one, I'll be happy. And I'm helping my daughter out, looking after her beloved children, my grandsons, tomorrow. Let me give you a little update from number two that you will have watched before this. I got to bed a bit after 2:30, which is pretty typical for me, 2:30 a.m. last night. But I thought, I've got to get it sleep. So I set the alarm for 10:45. Was deeply asleep when it went off. I had woken up a few times overnight to urinate, etc. And I'd taken maybe four by that time oregano oil capsules. This is the Gaia brand. I hope you can see that. And there's the capsule. In fact, I'll put it in my mouth right now. I'll put it up above the gum teeth line. And it becomes a really... there we go. No, not quite. Get right up there. Quite a heavy experience. It just dissolves the capsule, the gelatin capsule, and seeps through my mouth, burning and going through my throat. But my reasoning being that it kill a few bugs in the throat, then go through my digestive system and help me as well. So I hope to use another four or so tonight as I... Excuse me, it's moving. Sorry about that. Yeah, in better position now. Or is it? I find it hard to position into my gums. Doesn't want to stay there. It's probably because I'm talking. I find it hard anyway. And while I can, I will take, while I'm about it, one of these. I was going to take several of these today and I didn't. So I'll take that now. And I was going to take several of these today and I didn't, only because I forgot. And this has molybdenum and selenium with the NAC. So just let me, this is a brew in here that I, one day I'll tell you all about it, but among other things, it's very strong vitamin C. Very good. Really rugged drink. And I plan shortly to, I've got a full cup of... hydrogen peroxide diluted down to about 1%. Read my disclaimers. I'm not a doctor. Nothing I'm giving is advice medically. And anything you do that you might be inspired to do or encouraged to do or influenced to do by what you see me do is entirely at your own risk. But do your research. So I'll be nebulizing with my Omron NEC801 nebulizer. That'll take me about 20 minutes, 15 minutes, I think. Going to take now my third dose in 3 days, which is going to be around 20 milligrams of Equimec. And always hard to get the little end off. I don't know why they make that so hard. Let me show you. There's my last. This one's empty now. There's about six doses in one of these. Sorry about how gross that might look. Just have a pause. Well, the oregano, it's about 3-4 minutes, probably 4, could even be 5 minutes since I paused. I've managed to change the battery in the meantime too, which is just about conking out. Here is my zinc. These are Life Extension zinc for under the tongue lozenges, and they each have about 18 milligrams of zinc. I'll take one after the other. Ivermectin being a zinc ionophore, which something means something like it helps carry zinc into or across the cell membranes, and zinc, I don't know the mechanism, is needed for boosting, or is used by for fighting infections, boosting the immune system somehow. There are many zinc iron ores. I think quercetin is one, is another, and that's in this mix, and you can get quercetin, of course, on its own. And so I'll keep you posted. I'm just hoping against hope that I can avoid antibiotics and what happened to my daughter, intravenous antibiotics in hospital and all that kind of thing. But I'm not finding enough time to get it all done. And another really busy day coming up tomorrow to help my daughter in her really ill health now that she discharged herself from hospital and got home early because of the need of her boys to look after, help her look after them. But I was going to say I got to bed about 2:30, set the alarm for quarter to 11. Was got up many times to go to the toilet, as I was telling you. And then, which means disturbed sleep, but each time I did, I'd put another oregano oil capsule in my mouth. And I think I might have taken an extra bromelain and quercetin, etc. Can't recall. And then I thought, okay, I need another hour. So I set it to 11:45. Well, I had a bit of a fitful dozing time, and the alarm went off, and I thought, okay, I've got to get up now, I've got so much to do. So I began just doing some of my usual morning affirmations before I get out of bed, etc., etc., and counting my blessings and various kinds of things. And before I knew it, I couldn't believe it. It felt like 15 minutes, and it was 1:15. So again, those last 2 and 3 hours was most disturbed, or 2 and a half, whatever it was, most disturbed. But I did need the rest, and I got extra rest. We're in the throes of Perth's infamous February weather. It's humid. There's not a hint of breeze outside. The day before yesterday was 39, almost 40. Today only got to 32 or 33, but humid, and everything gets breathless, so that doesn't help when you're unwell as well, and doesn't help anyone much. Some people love it, but not a lot. So I'll keep you posted, and I'm really looking forward to being able to say, hey, I'm feeling much, much better, but I'm throwing a fair bit at it. And I was going to have Nigella today, as I might have said, did I say? I can't remember. My daughter's got a bottle of black cumin seed oil, and when I was looking after the grandsons with her yesterday, I took 3 or 4 doses of, say, about 2 metric teaspoons each time, at least 3, perhaps 4. Pretty rugged going. I took it with nothing else, but I have the whole seed here, and I regularly just put, when I can think about it, and most often months and months and months go by and I don't, I put a teaspoon in my mouth and just chew it up. And that's even more rugged than the oil, because there's some other really acrid and acerbic, I don't know what the word is, stripping, it strips the mucus off your throat, substance in it. And I was going to do that a couple of times today and just forgotten. Because it's a great spike protein neutralizer and great for so many things. So, well, so much to do. I've got quite a number of things that I could use, and I just don't get around to it. But I will give you an update tomorrow night, and I hope wherever you are, you're doing okay, or thriving preferably. And countless people around the world now are having these long-term, continuous, low-grade infections and so on since the spike protein. The bioweapon spike proteins have been released upon the world. So we're in a fight for our lives in many ways. Speak to you again soon. I look forward to that. It's after midnight now, and I'm beginning my nebulizing with the hydrogen peroxide coming out about 1%. Do your research on it. Dr. Joseph McCullough and Thomas Levy are two experts who you can get a lot of great advice from.
and budesonide, one nebule, and I've put four drops of iodine in, maybe three's enough. And Mike Adams put me onto that, but many people recommend it. And a little bit of water added to dilute it, and then not go above the maximum line in the cup. I breathe in through my nose and out through my nose, and alternate then in through my mouth and out through my mouth till it's all gone, one after the other, alternate, to coat all of my mucous membranes, respiratory mucous membranes, with with the active ingredients. My nose, my lungs. And the deeper you can breathe, although of course if you're in the throes of a really bad infection in the lungs, it can be really hard to breathe deeply and can hurt and can trigger coughing spasms, but otherwise, if you can breathe deeply, do, because it's going to get deep into where the infection is. So I'll carry on and look forward to speaking to you tomorrow.